Taming your creative brain. Where does creativity come from? This has been one of the great neuroscientific debates for decades, and although many creatures demonstrate remarkable inventiveness, humans excel in both positive and negative ways. Where do these creative thoughts come from? Your neocortex. Imagine 4 sheets of paper, 1/10 of an inch thick, plastered on top of your fist. And your fist is the large limbic emotional core of your primitive brain. The paper contains your visual, auditory, self-other, and motivational circuits that create abstract maps that navigate you through your life. These circuits constantly change their shape and connections to other neurons, and this neuroplasticity is the biological mechanism of creativity. It's imaginative, vulnerable to disease, and far removed from the outside realities of our world. Your frontal lobes, the part of your neocortex directly behind your forehead, is very active, constantly generating fantasies, good and bad, about the future and comparing them to random memories, good or bad, selected from your past. It rarely lives in the present moment, something that meditation teaches us how to do. And the rest of our brain continues to react to all of this noisy chaos, all of these past fantasies and future fantasies, as if they were real. Why? Because human frontal lobe neurons, where consciousness emerges, can extend their axons deep into the brain to the limbic survival-oriented structures. Thus, if you imagine a possible disaster, your emotional centers respond with fear. Dream up a rewarding positive future, and your amygdala takes a nap. The world is safe, it says. My job is done. No distinction is ever made between inner and outer reality. So you have to use your creative consciousness to accomplish a specific task in the world. But neural creativity is a two-edged sword. Too much neuroplasticity and you'll feel overwhelmed. Too little, and you won't react well to a new problem. Here's the dilemma. Our imagination seems to create most of our messes. Then we find solutions. Our advice? Learn how to dismiss the thousands of neurally generated negativities that have no worldly validity. Then train your brain to imagine positive scenarios as you calmly and compassionately create a better world.